Stop 11 is next to these two small pine tree saplings.
Now that you are back in the woods, stop and take a sensory impression of this part of the forest. The odors of the forest will change over the course of the season. The thawing ground in early spring gives the air an earthy, organic smell, like warm mud. Perhaps you'll catch the pungent smell of skunk cabbage here as well. The air turns sweeter in late spring. In May, the fragrance of lilies of the valley is overpowering. It has escaped cultivation to bloom along this slope next to its diminutive cousin, Canada Mayflower. Native wildflowers that bloom at Broadmoor in May include Canada Mayflower, Starflower, Polygala, Wild Sarsaparilla, Indian Cucumber Root, Wood Anemone, and Pink Lady Slipper. These flowers are called spring ephemerals because they bloom for a brief time in the green, gold, dappled light that reaches the forest floor before the trees leaf out fully and create too much shade. In June, try to detect a sweet, grassy scent. You may be surprised at the scent of fresh-mown grass so far away from a field. But this is not grass. It's a hay-scented fern, a woodland fern that blankets the slope. If you can't smell it yet, breathe deeply to catch the scent.
Stop 12 is the footbridge, 72 feet beyond stop 11. Walk along the left edge of the trail and follow the hillside. Just as the hillside ends, you should notice a change in texture underfoot from gravel path to wooden planks. You will be on the footbridge. When you get onto the bridge, find the railing on the left to use as a guide. It is 2.5 feet off the ground and is 36 feet long. It is important to stay to the left at all times because there is no railing on the right side of the bridge. Please be careful to avoid the 2-foot drop into the poison ivy. Remember, walk along the railing on the left. Enter 12 when you are ready.